There is still no trace today of that missing Air Asia Flight 8501, which disappeared over the Java Sea on a short trip from Indonesia to Singapore on Saturday night. Indonesian officials do not believe that the oil slicks and the objects in the water that were spotted by search crews yesterday are from this plane. They now think the jet is at the bottom of the sea. Clive Irving is following this story. He's an aviation expert and contributor to the Daily Beast. Clive, it's been more than 36 hours now since the plane went missing. You say that there is the technology to find missing planes. If so, what is it and how come it's not being used?
Lisa, this is deja vu all over again because it's repeating what we went through earlier in the year with Flight 370. A plane disappears into the ocean and we can't find it. And we do have in existence at the moment the technology to solve that problem. It's important to understand that the airplane like the A320 involved in this event is already recording all the essential information, and it's pumping it in the essential information about the vital signs, as it were, of the plane at every second of its life. And so it's pumping that information into the flight data recorder. The problem is the flight data recorder in an accident goes down with the plane. It's perfectly possible now, with technology that's been around for several years, to excerpt from that data that flows into the flight data recorder the essential things, say 200 bytes, basically 200 things that are going on in the plane, to take subtract that from the stream going into the flight data recorder and constantly send it by satellite down to a ground situation. And it's I've spoken to some experts about how this works, and it would solve two problems, not one. It wouldn't just solve the problem of finding a plane when it went down in the ocean. It also solved the problem of knowing what happened to the plane before it fell into the ocean, because the moment a plane departed from its intended course, the moment it deviated from what's programmed into its computers, in other words, the moment it gets upset and does something it shouldn't be doing, this system would kick in and immediately be given precedence over the communication networks to send this data immediately while the plane was falling through the sky before it even hit the water, which would describe exactly what was going wrong in the plane, how the systems were failing, what if the engines were a problem, and so on. All that data before the plane even hit the water would be retrievable and there. So, and then once it hit the water, we'd know exactly where it went into the water. And of course, that system would work just as usefully over land, because the first part of it, what went wrong in the plane, is equally difficult to find if a plane hits the ground rather than the water.
So that technology exists. Is it not in place on these individual planes?
The reason why it's not in place is to make any change of this kind involves crawling through an elaborate bureaucratic system that's governed both by the organization that represents the airlines and the people who oversee airline travel across the world. And this has been going on for so long, and what I think needs to happen is I'd like to see one airline step up to the plate and say, we're not waiting for anymore for this bureaucracy to happen. We're going to install this in our aircraft now.
Is it bureaucracy, Clive, or is it cost? Because I understand that even though the cable itself for the technology you're talking about would be something like $20, it would cost
at least
$50,000 per airplane. One would think
I'm sorry, that's not right. I gave that misimpression in my piece, I think. It costs $50,000 to develop and approve the system, but once it's ready to be installed, it would cost about $20,000 per plane, and that's a negligible amount when you consider all the money involved. I'm not as cynical as to believe that the airlines are not doing this simply because of the cost, because I think they recognize that this preponderance of missing planes is doing huge damage to the reputation of the airline business, and they want to see a solution. I think they've been converted over the last year or so to the idea that this ought to be done, but they're still waiting to be told to do it rather than being proactive and doing it themselves.
But who would have to give the go-ahead?
Well, say an airline decided we're going to do this, they would then approach the FAA and say, we want you to certify this system, we're going to put it in our planes. It could be done within 6 months. The only piece of action that's ever been done quickly to represent a safety gap was when they reinforced the cockpit doors after 9/11, because that was a relatively simple thing to do, and it required, and there was a unified action to do it. Otherwise, it just takes forever to do it. I mean, I think it's an outrage that we should be left in the same situation again now
that we were in before. So one would think that it might be a bit of a case of inertia, but it needs
a kick by somebody. Somebody needs to step up and say, this must be done. Now, it's not a question of technology lag at all. It's there, and it's proven technology. It's sophisticated, and it's reliable.
Okay, thank you. Lots more to talk about there, and we hope to talk to you again. Clive Irving, aviation expert and contributor to The Daily Beast. Thank you, Clive.